Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, we get a little rematch. The NFC Championship game, the Eagles and the Vikings. And let's call it for what it was. That Vikings performance against the Bills was the biggest head-scratcher the early part of the season so far. So we'll talk about that. The offense is fine. The defense has not been up to speed. But let's get some answers and say hi to our buddy. He's been with us before. Tight end for the Vikes. That is Kyle Rudolph with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Kyle, how you been, bud? What's happening?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
All right, man. What a strange start. First of all, you have a tie, so that's always a strange start to the season.
But it was a good tie.
It was a good tie. That's true. Maybe a gift tie as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's just seems like an odd start to the Vikings. What are you seeing? What are you sensing? How you feel about the start so far?
Obviously, we're not where we want to be at 1-2-1. You know, when you look at our first four games, we opened the season against a 49ers team that won their last five games last year and had a lot of momentum heading into the start of the season this year. Then we go on the road against Green Bay, come home and play against a Bills team that made the playoffs last year, and then go out and play against the Rams. And obviously we know the kind of team that they have. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough stretch there to start the season, but each and every week in this league, you're playing against good football teams. Unfortunately for us, we've kind of each taken a turn in terms of a phase of our football team not stepping up, and we haven't played as a team yet.
Yeah.
You know, you go back and you look at our three non-wins against the Packers. We missed two field goals in overtime, you know, don't get the win there, get out of the tie. And then we come home and play the Bills, and offensively, we kind of sputtered out of the gate, starting off our first two possessions with turnovers. We didn't really move the ball until late into the second half and just never gave our team a chance to win. And then, you know, we figure things out on offense and go out and play against a really, really good Rams football team and weren't able to get it done in a shootout in L.A. last Thursday. So, we've kind of all taken our turns, and but with all that being said, at this point last year we were 2-2, and we ended up this season 13-3. So everything is still out in front of us. We just need to put it together. We have the talent in our building to do that. We just need to go out and do it on Sundays.
I think we'd all agree with that. Kyle Rudolph, we'll ask a little something about Notre Dame as well before we get out of here. The Irish looking great. Of course, Kyle played there, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Kyle, I know you were talking about the team and the things that you guys have done and not done in order to be consistent at the start of this season. But I want to ask you about two players. One is tragic is the wrong word, but it's interesting because we don't know what actually is going on. Well, Everson Griffin, the situation with him is troubling. It's confusing from an outside looking in. How has that impacted you all? And what have you guys heard about your D tackle or DN?
Well, obviously he's a leader of our football team. He's a 4-year captain. He's an outstanding edge rusher. But more importantly, he's a great human being and a great guy and someone who, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with, and, you know, we think about him and his well-being, and that's all that we can really worry about in terms of that situation. Obviously, his presence on the field is missed because he's such a great player.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the other one I want to ask about is Kirk Cousins. Obviously, he's new to the team. He's we know his history and his attitude, his confidence in himself. What has he meant to this offense? He's different than Case was last year, but what has he meant so far early on in the season?
Well, I mean, Kirk is one of the most competitive guys that I've ever been around, and you know, it was fun throughout the off season going against our defense every day in practice because you know, it's one of the more talented defenses in football, and you know, we have guys at every level. The front four, we got two outstanding linebackers, you know, on the back end we got all kinds of guys that can cover. So it was fun competing against them all off season, with Kirk's competitive mentality because, as you know, throughout the course of practice, you're put in some situations, you know, whether it's a third and long period or third down in the red zone, things like everyone knows it's in the defense's favor.
Yeah.
But yet he still would get so upset when we wouldn't convert or we wouldn't win situations that may have been tilted a little bit in the defense's favor. And that's something that I love about him. And, you know, I love going out on Sundays and playing with him because we share that competitive drive. You know, neither one of us like losing in anything. With that being said, you know, unfortunately, we've been behind in, you know, all three of our last three games, and we've had to throw the ball probably a little more than even Kirk would like. You know, we've kind of built an identity around here on running the football and playing good defense and, you know, then making opportunistic plays in the pass game. And you're not able to do that when you're down multiple scores and playing from behind. So, you know, it's kind of forced us to throw the ball around a little bit more than we would like to. But with that being said, Kirk has been phenomenal all season.
He's been putting up sick numbers. You know, and I want to take it back before Kirk officially became a Viking. I know it's in the past year, but I also know that you guys really respected, you know, the numbers that Case put up, the leadership, a really big season for him. When the decision, I know you can't speak for everybody, but maybe just give us a little bit of a sense of what the locker room was like when you knew that Case wasn't coming back. Was there any, I don't know if resentment's the right word, but any confusion? Because he had a hell of a season for you guys.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, everyone on our team saw the direction that our organization was going in and, you know, the opportunity to get a quarterback that's had the proven success that Kirk has had and, quite honestly, just the consistency that he's had over his last 3 years as a starter. Kirk is now my 10th quarterback that I've played with in 7 years, so consistency at the quarterback position is not something that we've had here.
I want you to rip through all of them. Go ahead, Kyle. You're a Notre Dame guy. You're smart. Let's go. Rip through all the names. Go ahead.
So I started with Donovan McNabb and played five games with Donovan McNabb. And then Christian Ponder took over as the starter. Christian played for a while. And then Joe Webb. Joe Webb started a couple games there throughout the Christian Ponder era. Then Matt Castle took over. Matt Castle was the starter for a while until we signed Josh Freeman. Josh Freeman started one game. New York Giants Monday Night Football.
I remember that.
How that went. Then after Josh Freeman, we drafted Teddy. Teddy for a while.
Yeah.
We like obviously, Teddy. Everyone knows the situation with Teddy. Teddy goes down. We trade for Sam Bradford. But before I played with Sam, Sean Hill started.
That's right. Week one
to start that year,
and he won the game.
Correct. We won against the Tennessee Titans, and then rounding out the 10 are Case Keenum and now Kirk Cousins.
I'll tell you, the fact that you played with so many guys who really weren't that good, I feel badly for you, but that you remembered Sean, because Sean was only the 1 week as Bradford got up to speed with the playbook. Yeah, look at that Notre Dame education.
Yeah, but
he remembers everything.
Yeah, but he was in the locker room 2 years ago, so of course.
He was around a long time, Sean Hill, veteran.
Yeah, there were a few, you know, I one game with Joe Webb. It was actually a playoff game.
That's right.
And then one game with Josh Freeman, one game with Sean Hill.
Wow. Gotcha. Kyle, go ahead, Teak. I'm sorry.
No, that's funny. You know, the one thing everybody's talked about, Kyle, and this isn't your responsibility, as BT mentioned when he introduced you, your defense was supposed to be great. Top five last year. Actually, I think it was top two or maybe one last year. What's been the issue on the other side of the ball for this defense so far?
Well, those guys, obviously, the talent's there. I mean, you look at the guys that we have. You know, obviously, I mentioned missing a great player in Everson Griffin, but we've also added great players. Sheldon Richardson has been awesome for us up front this year. Daniil Hunter is another year experience, and in my opinion, has turned into one of the best pass rushers in this league. You know, I mentioned the linebackers, Spar and Kendricks. Those guys fly around, and then, you know, on the back end, you have guys like Xavier and Harrison. You know, for us, it's unfair to kind of judge them throughout the course of the four games. You know, obviously we played a Rams offense that was on fire. We put them in unbelievably bad situations against the Bills, turning the ball over three times, giving up the short field. We never flipped the field once, and so much of our success comes from playing complementary football. But I have there's no doubt in my mind that those guys are going to figure it out. And when it's all said and done at the end of this year, everyone will look at that defense as one of the best defenses in football again.
Yeah, we're waiting on it. Yeah. By the way, you're on my fantasy team here. And the touchdown, you caught the touchdown against the Bills, right? Not a garbage touchdown because you got open. You caught a touchdown. I don't want to minimize it. But you helped me win that week, man.
It was meaningless for the game.
It was meaningful for BT, though, Kyle.
It helped me win the game, Kyle, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of games, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 coming out October 12th. You're a gamer, too?
Everybody's a gamer.
Yeah, I'm fired up about it. You know, as an athlete, you know, obviously, like, you know, I played sports my whole life. So, you know, playing those kind of games, it doesn't really appeal to me as much as, like, playing the Call of Duty and, you know, pretending like I'm, you know, one of those soldiers and we're getting after it. It's the new one coming out next Friday is unbelievable. I can't wait for next Friday. Obviously, the Black Ops 4. It's everything that we've loved about Call of Duty and more.
That's awesome. Kyle Rudolph. Hey, Kyle, let me ask you this about your Fighting Irish real fast here. You know, we watch these games, and now you're starting to get past this somewhat, but, you know, Alabama lights up an FCS team, Ohio State drills somebody early, all the big dogs, they just crush these teams who really have no chance. They're 40-point favorites. Notre Dame opens with Michigan, all right? You play Stanford. You got to go to Blacksburg this week. You guys got a chance to win a national championship this year, a little backdoor?
You know, it's part of what you sign up for when you decide to play football at Notre Dame. Not being in a conference allows them to, you know, schedule arguably one of the hardest schedules in the country. You know, you're going to play the USCs and the Stanfords every year. You're going to play, now they're back to playing Michigan. You go to Blacksburg, you play everyone always overlooks the service academies, but you play Navy every year, and that is never an easy game.
Yeah,
nope.
they cut the hell out of
the style that they play with. They run the ball. They shorten the game. So, you know, you look at the schedule, and, you know, for people that don't know about, A, the rivalry, and B, Navy football and how difficult they make the game. You know, for us, I remember being on offense in those games, and if we didn't score on every possession, we felt like we were getting behind.
Yeah.
Because they just milk the clock. They go for it on every fourth down. And, you know, they make you pay if you're just one assignment off on defense. So that's never an easy game. So it's, you know, you add in the five ACC games that they play now every year.
And,
you know, you get a couple of those teams that are usually playing pretty well. So it definitely makes for a difficult 12-game stretch, but I feel like it solidifies your resume. If you win all 12 of your games, you deserve to be in the college football
playoff.
That's
what I was waiting for. I mean, I appreciate you running down the schedule here, but I was asking if the Irish have a chance to win a championship, and we finally got
the
answer.
Hey,
God, and by the way, Navy had a quarterback 2 years ago who set like 52 NCAA records. Remember that young man? I think the Ravens signed him, brought him
Keenan
to camp.
Reynolds.
There you go. Good call on that.
Yeah, man.
Kyle, appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 will be out Friday the 12th, which is next Friday. Appreciate you hopping on, Kyle, and good luck this year.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.